I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. People who vote in Moline's mayoral race on Tuesday won't have to think about write-in candidates. Stephanie Acree is listed first on the ballot, followed by incumbent Mayor Scott Reyes, after her primary campaign as a write-in candidate. Reyes says residents should vote for him because Moline is on a roll, with a number of successful projects completed over the last 4 years. And he's worked hard to get funding for more projects, such as the new I-74 bridge, passenger rail, the Q station with hotel, and the third phase of Western Illinois University's campus on the riverfront.
The start of the remodel of John Deere Road for expanding traffic flow, that's the busiest corridor in the Quad City, so businesses are starting to flock down there. We've announced 3 new restaurants coming in with Panda Express and Olive Garden, Popeye's Chicken. So as I say, that's once that project's complete, I think we'll even expand more along that corridor.
About a year ago, Reyes retired after 41 years in banking, and he says he enjoys spending a lot more time on his role as mayor. Moline at-large alderman Stephanie Acree has served on the city council for 6 years and is the owner of Evans Premium Manufacturing. She hopes Moline's successful projects bring in more money.
Right now, we're replacing about 2 miles worth of roads a year. And in order to keep pace with the frequency that you should be replacing a road, we should be replacing 6 miles worth of roads. So I'd like to use a portion of that money to increase our city road replacement, as well as create an environment where we can begin the residential expansion south of the airport.
And Acree wants to make Moline government more transparent, sharing all it can with the public to help rebuild trust. I'm Michelle O'Neill.